I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. New satellites and computer systems should make for more accurate weather forecasts in the Quad Cities. That's the message from the National Weather Service, which held a ribbon cutting today for its new building next to the Davenport Municipal Airport. Inside the Nerve Center, meteorologists could be seen hovering over new desks, each one equipped with a semicircle of five computer screens. Some monitor the Doppler radar outside, which looks like a gigantic volleyball on top of a radio tower. Christopher Strager directs the central region of the National Weather Service, which is headquartered in Kansas City. Coming in from out of town, he may have picked a bad day to visit, but says it was worth it.
I thought I was going to be a little late this morning. I woke up, I had to brush 2 inches of Iowa springtime off of my car, but we still managed to make it here. But I have to say, as a meteorologist, to get a building of this magnitude up and running with the complicated communications that we have and all the wiring, it's magic to me.
It's the newest of more than 40 field stations in the central region of the Weather Service. Strager took a moment to give tribute to one of the lead contractors who worked on the facility, Ed Cable. Strager says he died unexpectedly 2 weeks ago.
Without Ed's experience and his attention to detail, I don't think this building would have been possible. His work is going to live on for decades in this building, serving the men and women of this area.
The Davenport office forecasts weather for eastern Iowa, western Illinois, and northeast Missouri, affecting more than 1.5 million people. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.